Good morning.
Well, big day yesterday. We'll start with that first. Some good news to report. I saw, I think it was over 17,000 raised during Grow Green Match Day for Pawnee.
Yes, that was just so awesome. You know, this was the most number of contributions that we have received in the years that we've been participating in Grow Green Match Day. And we just couldn't be more delighted by that.
And the donations, I know, will continue to pour in. It's not a final total yet, but as I see, their website's constantly updating. But and right now, I guess the number's over 18,000. But those monies will do so much to help you guys right now.
Absolutely. You know, the COVID-19 virus has just changed so many things for Pawnee Mental Health. And it goes without saying that it's changed things across our world. But and each one of us in our own areas of influence has had to make changes to adapt to those to the impact of COVID-19. And one of the major changes we've had to make has been with regard to technology that is used to deliver mental health and substance abuse services to people. And so the funds that were contributed yesterday to Pawnee Mental Health through Grow Green Match Day are going to help us advance the technology that we have so that we can continue to provide all of the necessary mental health and substance abuse treatment services that people need, but through alternate methods. So, for example, up until the governor declared the state of emergency in Kansas, most of our services were provided in person. We were providing some services through televideo prior to that, primarily medication services to some of our outlying offices where we have a hard time securing psychiatrists or advanced practice registered nurses who could help manage the medications of people outside of our area. But then when the state of emergency was declared and things started moving over to remote access for healthcare services, that really created a dynamic for us where we needed then to also be able to move the delivery of the services we provide to remote access. And it's a challenge to be prepared for such a major kind of a shift in the delivery of services. And these funds will help us just continue to move along as we make that shift to providing services through televideo technology.
You know, one thing it comes to mind here, I know a couple weeks ago there was a county north of here, I think it was Washington County, that actually issued a quarantine for anybody who lives in Washington County. If you travel to the Manhattan area, Riley County, and then go back, that you'd had to automatically quarantine for 14 days. So I'm sure that's probably part of your coverage area, and having the televideo option is crucial for someone like that who lives in one of those rural counties.
Absolutely. And we have, Washington County is one of the counties that we serve, and we have employees who work in Riley County who live in Washington County. And so that commissioner or that county commission proclamation definitely caught our attention as we then had to take a look at, you know, what is the impact of this on the delivery of our services. And of course, mental health services are an essential service. And so in that regard, we're able to continue to provide the services that we need to. But I think it gives us at least a view into what kinds of things could happen in the future, particularly what could happen if things with the virus got more serious than they are already. You know, what would happen if things needed to shut down in ways that they haven't already been shut down? Having access to appropriate technology would allow us to continue to deliver services, even if our essential employees were restricted to their home communities.
It's interesting, too, that this has really brought up the notion of how important it is to stay mentally healthy, being stuck at home. We're creatures of habit. We like to be around people. We want to go out. We want to interact with folks. But, you know, this causes some challenges when you can't do that and people don't like to be cooped up at home. They want to get back to their normal lives. And that does cause some mental stress in a lot of individuals.
It does. And I think that in many ways it makes access to mental health services even more important than access has been in the past. Now, of course, the first place to start is with taking a look at any natural kind of support systems that you have. Individuals don't have to jump immediately from having emotional distress or mental health stress to professional services, but sometimes they do need to make that kind of a jump. The idea is, first of all, look at what your natural resources are. Take a look at, you know, do you have supports within your family? Do you have supports within your friendship group? Do you have supports within your faith community? Do you have supports within other social service communities that you're involved in, so that you can have that kind of support that you need without having to see a professional therapist or without having to see a medical provider? But if you don't have those supports, or if they're not working for you and your symptoms are escalating to the point that you're seeing major disruptions in your life, you know, disruptions in your ability to work, disruptions in your relationship, disruptions in your emotional health, then it might be time to reach out for help.
You know, again, we're talking with Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health. You know, there's also the aspect of addiction. Some people may turn to, you know, alcohol or drugs during a time like this. And boy, that just spawns a whole new challenge to you folks in the healthcare field.
It does. And in fact, some of the reading that I've been doing is focusing on the fact that there has been increased use of alcohol and drugs during this period of time. And it makes some sense. I think that for individuals who are having a hard time maybe coping with what's going on in their lives, the use of alcohol or drugs can sometimes be seen as an easy way to sort of take the edge off of whatever the stress is that they're experiencing, whether they're experiencing anxiety or depression. But that, of course, can lead down a path that isn't restorative or that isn't rehabilitative, and can cause more problems than the behavior is maybe meant to solve. So people really do need to be careful about their alcohol use during this period of time. You know, I think it's important to remember that there's no one experience. People are having different kinds of experiences or under the circumstances. There are different opinions about what it is that we're going through. All you have to do is turn on the television or read the newspaper, and you can see that there is no end of opinions about our current situation. And unfortunately, I think what often ends up happening then is that even within families or marriages or friendship groups, those differences of opinion sometimes escalate to the point of conflict, and things get said that can't be taken back. Feelings get hurt. Families, end up experiencing conflict at a time when families really need to be coming together and supporting each other. So I think it's important for us to try to keep in mind what's really important in our relationships. And, I think that probably those relationships and maintaining them as supportive relationships is a very important part of helping us get through this crisis.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right there. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break. We'll continue our conversation with Robin Cole after this from Pawnee Mental Health. You're listening to News Radio KMAN.